Interrupt the Day, the Torah Away, Purim, Rabbi Joey Grunfeld. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by the Korman family, Le'ilu, Nishmas, Maras, Basra, Basra, Benachem, Dov, Ber, Oliver Shalom. Aleha Shalom.
Good Purim to you all. Freilich Purim. It's going to get more freilich, hopefully, because we're just holding before the Sudas Purim, and you all know the halacha of Sudas Purim, Chayav Inesh Lipsumei, Bepuria Adla Yodar Bein Ora Homo Nevorach Mordechai. And Pashtus, the Adla Yodar, the idea of getting high or tipsy to the point where you don't know the difference between Morach Mordechai and Ora Homon, means that you'll go so far as to say Ora Mordechai and Borach Homon. That's the Adla Yodar. That's one halacha which we're all aware of. There's another halacha which we're not all aware of, but that's halacha, another halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which says the following: Sorich she'oma ora hamon boruch madchai arura zeresh berura este brucha este arurim kol arishoyim bruchim kol atzadikim v'tzorich she'yoma v'gam charboi v'ina zocha l'toiv. That's also a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch that we should say this after the Megillah. And by the way, that's why Shoshanas Yaakov is not just a piyut. Sometimes we schnobble it up. That's a mamish, that Shoshanas Yaakov is Medina Gemara, a Medina HaShulchan Aruch. So, obviously Chazal were kovea that we should say this Ora Homon and Boruch Mordechai straight after the Megillah. And it seems that the lessons to be learned from the Megillah is not just about the hidden miracles of the Rabbeinu Shalom, but there's something in saying, Oro Haman, cursed is Haman and Boruch Mordechai, blessed is Mordechai. What is this lesson which we're supposed to learn out of these words? And even more perplexing is that it's a stira in halachas. One halacha says that we should say clearly, with clarity, after the Megillah, Boruch Mordechai Oro Haman. But the other halacha says, Chai v'inish lipsume, Bapuria Adela Yoda Ben Orama. What are we supposed to do? Is Purim meant to be, are we supposed to come out? What's the end game? Is the end game meant to come out with clarity or to come out mixed up? In fact, I spoke here last Tanis Esther and I asked this Kasha last Tanis Esther and I gave my own answer. So, you know, there's always people here like Yankee, for example, who writes these things down, who could challenge me and say, people do, they say, Rabbi, I remember you said this Torah in 1756. There are those. That I asked this kasha last year, and I gave my own teretz last year. But this year I came across a Sifsei Chaim, who's marchiv the whole idea, and answers this stira, and so I want to go into that. By the way, the purpose of getting high, of course we always have to understand, what's the purpose of getting high? What's the purpose of getting tipsy? By the way, I just wanted you to know that the Yad Ephraim says, Ad la yada doesn't mean ad bichlal. It means ad v'loy ad bichlal. As I state in Yad Ephraim, yeah, to go too far is also not right. Ad v'loy ad bichlal. Yeah, and Be'emes is a kasha. I mean, to get tipsy is really very schwer. I mean, the Mate Moshe himself, the Talmud the Mashal, he asks the kasha, Heich yechai v'chachom lishtake b'purim v'alei b'kam v'klemes b'toyra maske shum mishul godl ha-shikris k'moy noyach v'loit. Shikris is not something which is advised by Chazal. And here we're told, Adel Yoda. And he says, it's in order to reenact, actually, everything that took place on Purim through Mishta Hayayin. Vashti was deposed through Mishta Hayayin. B'yom Ashvik, Tov Lev HaMelech B'yayin. It's because of Tov Melech Hayayin that Vashti was deposed, and Esther became the replacement. And, of course, the Mishta with Haman, which was the beginning of his downfall, also was with Mishta Hayayin. So, see, Yayin has a very important role to play in Purim. But the question is, can we find a deeper reason why we should get to this point to Ad La Yada V'Le Ad Bichlal? In order to understand that, we need to have a look at the Gaon. Because what does it really mean? Oro Homon Boruch Mordechai. What's the meaning behind it? So the Gaon says the following. On Ad La Yada, the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch says the following. What's the Kavona until you don't know the difference between Oro Mordechai? I'm doing it already. haven't started yet. Ora Haman and Ora Haman, stop it. And Baruch Mordechai. Stating going the following. What's Ora Haman? That we should know, but not know the difference between Nikmas Haman, the vengeance which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took on Haman, Ugdulas Mordechai, and the greatness which Mordechai got to, so the Madreg which Mordechai got to became a Mishnah and a Melech. That's what Ora Haman means. You should not know the difference between Ora Haman and Baruch Mordechai, his Nekama, his downfall, and Mordechai's Gedula. That's what you should not be able to make the difference between. And he says, "Vahumar shekosev." That's what's written in Chazal. Gedoyla nekama. Nekama is godel shenitno ben shtei oisius. It's placed. Nekama is placed between two oisius. Kael nekama is Hashem. Gedoyla nekama. Va'omru gedoyla deya. Deya is also gedoyla shenitno ben shtei oisius. Kael deyas Hashem. And that's what we say when we say Baruch Mordechai and Ora Haman. We're talking about Nikmas Haman, Alias Mordechai, which is a kiyum of Kael Nekomos Hashem and Kael Deyas Hashem, which of course needs its own explanation. What does the Gaon mean? Says the Siv Sechaim, we have, first have to understand what's Pshat Gedoyla, the word Gedoyla. Gedoyla Nekoma. The word, when we use the word gedoyla or gedula, it's always a synonym of chesed. As the pasuk says, atachiloisa laharis es avdecha, es god lecha. When you use the word gedoyla or god lecha, zu midas tuvcha. Says Rashi, that's midas tuvcha, that's chesed. We talk about the godless or gedoyla of the Rabbeinu Shleilem, we talk about his midas tuvcha. Leshcho Hashem ha-gedula talks about chesed. We ascribe the midah of chesed when we talk about gedula. The Shem of Kael, we say Kael Nekomos Hashem, the Shem of Kael is also ascribed to Chesed. As it says in the Zohar, Kael b'kol asar, whenever you see the word Kael, Chesed hu, kidiksif, ho Kael ha-godol. Again, Godl is Chesed, ho Kael ha-godol is the name of ho Kael ha-godol. Also, we ascribe Chesed when we use the word Kael. Kael also means strong. Micho moicho, ba'elim Hashem. It means strength as well. So when we talk about Kael, we talk about the Gedula, or the strength of the Chesed of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in its strongest form. And as I state in the Ramak, V'shem Kael, Roimez b'chesed gomor al toikiv midas tuva v'chazdei. It's talking about the greatest strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows when he's being chesed, then we use the Loshen, or the name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as Kael. Shem Havaya, we always know, Shem Havaya is midas harachamim, as we know the famous Chazal. That when Bereshis Bora Lakim, Veloyama Bora Hashem, it doesn't say Bora Yud Kei Vovke, Shebetchilo Lamachshav Alev Roisa Bemidas Hadin, Velochein Kosa Bora Lakim, Bemidas Hadin, Veroa Shein Ha'oilam Iskayim, Veit Demidas Rachamim, Veshitfo Lemidas Hadin, Behind the Sib, Beyoim Asas Hashem Elakim, Eris Veshemaim. The Yud Kei Vovke is always the Midas Harachamim. In fact, there's actually an outcome. When you have chesed and din together, that equals rachamim. And that's tiferes. Gedula is chesed is gedula, din is gevura, and tiferes is rachamim. When you have chesed and din coming together, the outcome is rachamim. And so we have kael nekomos Hashem. Kael nekomos Hashem, we have the kael of chesed, we have Hashem of rachamim, and in between that we have nekoma. Where do we see Kael, where we see chesed in the Kael Nekomos Hashem, that's Nekoma, that's Midas Hadin. Where is the chesed in Kael Nekomos Hashem? Of course the answer is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Nekoma on our enemies, that's of course the greatest chesed and the greatest rachmim for Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael see the Rebbeinu Shem taking vengeance, then they see that there's mishpat in the world, that is, and they're looking and they don't see any vengeance, they're going to get away with blue murder. It's lacking the mishpot and the din, then they see the comeuppance. Thank you very much. They see the comeuppance of the goyim, so they see this mishpot, and of course they see the chesed to them. We are the Amar Nifcha, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is prepared to do for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And Bemis Chazal also say that Bemis has a shtickle chesed to the Rosha as well, because the Rosha becomes a kli He becomes a vehicle from where we say we see Kiddush Hashem. The Gilui Kvoy Shemayim comes via the Velarosha. Pardon? Yiskadishtim, yes. So the Rosha becomes a kli to Gilui Kvoy Shemayim, and so in a way he gets a tikkun as well, so it's a chesed for him as well. That's Kael Nekomas Hashem. What's Gedoyla Deya? Shenit Ben Shtei Oisias Ki Kael Deya Hashem. The word Deya means a deep understanding. A deep understanding in the inner workings of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says, Va'amalei Oisei Ruach Elokim, by Bezalel, Bechochmo Uvisvuno Uvedas. And in the words Uvedas, Rashi says Ruach HaKodesh. Das is to understand. With Ruach HaKodesh, you already are privy to the inner workings of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when we talk about Das, we're talking about understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam at its deepest level. And to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam at its deepest level is to understand that when we have Yisurim and suffering, and we see Ra Bo'olam, that also comes from the Midas HaChesed and the Midas Tuva of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's not something which is so easy for us to see. And the whole purpose of Ra in this world is to bring about at the end the Kiddush Hashem and the Gilui Kvod Shamayim. Although we only see Ra, and when we see Ra, we see two forces, and a force which needs to go connected to Ra, some of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When there's Ra in the world, or there's suffering in this world, we don't understand, that seems to be go connected to the Ches of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't understand it. Nevertheless, to understand Deo is to understand that even when there's suffering and there's Ra, and it seems to be going connected to Ra, Hashem, that's also there in order to bring about the Gilui Kvod Shamayim. That's Kael Deo Hashem. The trouble is, of course, we don't always see it. When we see Ra, it seems to be a power of its own, which is working connected to Rotson. And that's why there's the famous Chazal. Everyone knows the famous Chazal. V'hoyu Hashem lemelech ha'kol ha'oretz, v'yoy ma'hoyu Hashem echod u'shmoy echod. Freit di gemora oto idno lav shmoy echod hu. Is it only going to be the Shem, name of Hashem will be Ocha Echad in a time La'osid Lovai? What about today? Hashem's not Echad? Famous Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Loika Oilem Hazeh Ha Oilem Habo. Oilem Hazeh is not like Oilem Habo. Oilem Hazeh Nichtav Be Yud Hei V'Nikra Be Aleph Dalet. We don't pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. We pronounce the Yud Kei Vav Kei with Adnos. Avad Be Oilem Habo Kulei Echad. In Olam Haba, the name of Hashem will be pronounced the same way as it is written. That's in Olam Haba. But in Olam Hazeh, it's not the same. Because the Shem Havaya is the Shem of Rachamim. And Rachamim very often in this world is Nista. It's hidden. We don't see it. So therefore we're not able to pronounce the word Yudke Vovke because we don't always see it. It's Nista. And therefore we pronounce it as Adnos, even though our Munna is such. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we have emunah l'Hashem echad. That's emunah. Emunah means called the Ovid Rachmona, the tab of it. That's part of emunah. But it's not that we see it. It's not that we feel it. We can't feel it because we see Ra in the world. We see suffering in this world, so we can't always feel it and see it. And therefore, we say adnos because Rebbeinu Shem is shoylet umanhik. So we say he's adoin, etc., etc. And we don't say yud kei vav kei. We don't pronounce it. That's why the Kri is different from the Ksiv. And that's why, you know, the Chazal say that when you hear Basura Toiva, you say Baruch HaToiva Ametiv. When you hear a Basura Ra, what do you say? Baruch Dayan Emes. Why should you say Baruch Dayan Emes? Kol David Rachman on the top of it. Say Baruch HaToiva Ametiv when you hear Basura Ra. Don't we believe that? Kol David Rachman on the top of it. So say Baruch HaToiva Ametiv. The answer is that Chazal don't expect us to be what we're not. We emotionally we can't see it. A tzora has come to us. So at least we're matzik as adin. So part of that is we've got a mun, Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it the toiv, so it's part of our munah. But to say Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv when we don't feel it, we don't see it, that's too much to ask for us. So Chazal don't expect us to do so. La'osid lovoi, Yudke Vovke will be pronounced Yudke Vovke and won't be pronounced Adnos. The miracle of Purim. The day of Purim is an incredible, incredible day. An incredible day. Because it gave us a small window into the inner workings of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Purim is Ke'ein Olam Haba. We saw how Hashem was mishtamish bara with the evil of Haman, which to us was a complete tragedy, a tragedy which befell the Jewish people. It was sorus. And you can see how the Rabbeinu Shlom was puppeteering and working with Haman and taking the riches of Haman and bringing about the riches of Haman that it should become a Gilui Kvod Shemayim. It's so many different examples. You take the eights. The eights which Haman made. Yeah? He made it for Mordechai. Well, imagine, that was the worst tragedy that could happen. Their leader's going to be hung. Couldn't be worse. And that very, very eights was the eights which Haman was hung upon. That's an inner work, and when we see how the rishus is used likli for avodas Hashem, for gilui kvod shemayim. The suda of Achashverosh. Haman's rishus when he wanted to get Vashti killed. We can't go into the Chazanim now. It was his rishus who wanted Vashti killed. But the fact that Vashti was killed became the vehicle for which Esther was appointed. Came the Yeshuas Hashem. Achashverosh Suda, which was a tragedy for Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't have gone there, was the vehicle by which Vashti became Ice Malka, and Esther became. I've got my own. I'm very excited about this. Can I tell you my own Chiddush? Yeah? Don't think I told you this last year.
Yanki says no.
The Yanki would tell you that. Pardon? I don't think so. Maybe, I don't know, but I like it. I think it's. Could you mind about it? I think it's very nice. It says Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Vay v'hai. Vayhi is always a lashon tragedy. What a tragedy for Klal Yisrael. Dichsiv. It says in Teichocha in Kisovay, V'smakartem shom la'oyevecha. You will sell yourselves to your enemies. La'avodim l'shvoches. V'ein koiner. And there will be no one to buy you. Nobody will want to buy you. And that posuk was niskayim on Purim. Says Rashi, why? That's the vay, says Rav. That's the vay, the tragedy. Why was niskayim on Purim? Says Rashi, Masha kosav b'tayre v'ein koine, goza Haman, shalei yehi odam rishoy liknas mehen le'eved. Haman was goizer that if the Jewish people, the Klal Yisrael, should try and save themselves from death by selling themselves as slaves. If they sell themselves to slaves, and they've got value out of the youth, nobody wants to kill them. So Haman made a gezeira there and then. No guy is allowed to buy a yid as a slave. Says Rav, that was a kiyum of the posuk, it's makatim, you'll sell yourself and be enkoine. When was that this kaim on the Techocha? That was this kaim on Purim. A tragedy. Can you imagine Klal Yisrael heard? They're trying to save themselves to sell themselves as slaves. Nobody's going to buy them. It was an edict from Haman. And that very edict was what saved Klal Yisrael. Says Esther to Achashverosh, Ve'ilu la'avodim l'shvochas nimkarnu hecharashti, ki ein hatzor shoyve benezek ha'melech. Unbelievable. Esther says, do you think Haman had your interest in the mind, Achashverosh? Why do you want to kill off the whole Eden? You could have used them as slaves. You could have used them for the economy of the Jewish, Persia. Could use an economy. That shows the king that he hasn't got your interest in mind. He wants to execute and annihilate them. That very edict, which was Haman's Gezerah, which was rishus and suffering with Klal Yisrael, became the very vehicle which Rabbeinu Shlom used for Gilui Kvod Shemayim. I think that's very nice. You're just sitting there. Don't you think that's very nice? No, you don't have to give me a hand, but you know what I mean. Yeah? What we see on Purim is something which is not always revealed to us. That would be revealed to us, La'osid Lovoy, V'yomi Yoshanai Chan Shom. We don't always see, where is God during the Holocaust? Everyone's got questions when we have suffering. We don't see the vehicle, the Ra for the Toiv. On Purim, we were privy to see that the very Ra, which we thought was Ra, was actually a vehicle for Toiv. That's the window of Purim. It was V'kayim Kael, Niskayim Kael, Nekomas Hashem, and Kael Deus Hashem. We were privy to a deeper understanding how even riches is used as a vehicle for the Rabbeinu Shleilam's Gilui Kvod Shemayim. The Rabbeinu Shleilam can use a Maaseh Rishus for Gilui Kvod Shemayim, just as he can use a Maaseh Tzidkus for Gilui Kvod Shemayim. To him it's no difference. His will be carried out. You can have a Rosha like Haman, and he'll use that rishus for Gilui Kavod Shamayim as much as he uses the tzidkus of a tzaddik for Gilui Kavod Shamayim. That's what is expressed so powerfully on Purim. So now we understand Kael Nekomais Hashem, we understand the Kael Deis Hashem, all that is expressed when we say Oro Homan and Baruch Mordechai. And the Baruch Mordechai is always, of course, the Aliyah of Mordechai is, of course, the greatest Kiddush Hashem that could possibly be. There's a marvelous Medrash, beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says, some of you know it, the Medrash talks about when Haman came to fetch Mordechai. It says, he told him, Levosh Bega, he came with the king's clothes. He told him, Levosh Bega Zeh, wear these clothes at the belly, put them on. So, Omalei, so Mordechai says to him, it's a Medrash Rabbah, Ma'ata Mevazes HaMalchus, how can you be Mevazes the Malchus? You despise the Malchus? How can anybody wear the king's clothes and he hasn't been washed? I'm not going to wear the king's clothes. I need to be bathed properly. I want to go to a bathhouse. So Haman looked around for all the bathhouses, and there was no bathhouse which was open. He couldn't find a bath attendant. So poor old Haman had to wash and scrub. He had to heat the water of the baths. He had to heat the water and scrub in mamish hazar, lowly position Haman found himself in. And he got through that. You have to see the medicine, it's fully exquisite. What he got through that. And I says, no, please, can you wear the clothes now? And Haman says to Mordechai, says, what are you talking about? Can you wear the king's clothes without having an absolute magnificent beard and hair trim? No way. So poor old Haman has become a barber. So he had become a barber and he trimmed his hair and he trimmed his beard and it was Mamish Nisbaze. Mamish Nisbaze became a lowly barber. Right? You remind me that his father was also a barber. It's famous Midrashim. But the greatest degradation came when Haman asked Mordechai to mount the horse. So Haman asked Mordechai to mount the horse. And Mordechai said, I'm too old. Kenished. Haman said, I'm also old. Says, you brought it on yourself, old boy. You brought it on yourself. And so Haman had to bend down and he had to stretch out his neck. And Mordechai stepped on his neck in order to mount the horse. And the Gemara Megillah Tezayin says, Kasher Ola Mordechai al Asus. When Mordechai got up on the sus, Bo'at Bahaman, he get a kvetch on his neck and he pressed him down. Mamashai pressed him down. Leka omale. So Mordechai, so Haman said to him, Leksiv lechud, huh? Yeah, doesn't say, yeah, you've learned him with the Gemara. Doesn't say, Minfoyle vecho al tismach. What are you rejoicing with? Omale, Hanamina b'Yisrael, Abba b'ditchu ksiv ata abo mesemo sidroich. With you, it says, V'ata, that Klal Yisrael Abom is saying, on your high places we will press down, we will tread down on your high places. So what was Mordechai trying to do? Was he trying to take vengeance, lowly vengeance on Haman? No. This was a kiyum of Kael Nekomas Hashem and Kael Deis Hashem. Here was Hashem using Haman's rishus to turn it upside down, V'napachu. Actually, you could see who was the one who suggested these clothing, to bring the king's clothing? It was Haman himself. Haman was the one who suggested this. So it was his suggestion. And now his suggestion comes on. He's got to give it to Mordechai, and he's got to bend down and low so that the more you buoy it, yeah, the more you press down, the more you bring out that the Rebbeinu Shlaim Tinchar, the more Gilui Kvod Shemaim you bring out by being buoyed to him, you see that you think your riches will work, and the Rebbeinu Shlaim is, from you comes out the greatest Gilui Kvod Shemaim. The more you buoy it, the more humiliation, the more rishus is knocked out, and the more you see that the Rebbeinu Shlaim is in charge. This was a rare opportunity of Kael Deis Hashem and Kael Nekomis Hashem. Let's get back. Chayev Inish Lipsume Adela Yoda Ben Ora Homan Leboruch Mordechai. Sifser Chaim says a gewaldige chiddush. He says that's not pshat, that a person should get high to the point where he says now, Boruch Haman and Oro Mordechai. That's not the pshat. He said if that was the pshat, it should have said, Ad the lo yoda she Oro Haman v'she Boruch Mordechai. And so he doesn't know that Haman is the one who's Oro and Mordechai is the one who's Boruch. That's what it should say. It doesn't say that. Adela Yoda Bain. He can't distinguish between Ora Haman and Boruch Mordechai. You know what it means to say? That it doesn't make any difference. You should come to the point where it doesn't make any difference to you where the Kiddush Hashem comes from Aliyah of a Tzaddik or the riches of a Rosha. It's the same Kadosh Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch will carry out his will, the Gilui Kvod Shamayim, whether it's via a Rosha or via a Tzaddik. The Etzem Rishus of a Rosha can bring about Gilui Kvod Shamayim. The Etzem Tzidkus of a Tzaddik or the Aliyah of a Tzaddik can bring about Gilui Kvod Shamayim. But you should come to the Madrega, because that's what Purim brought us to. That is no difference whether it's the Rishus that brings around the Kadosh Shamayim or whether it's the Tzidkus that brings around the... It's all chesed of the Rebbeinu Shleiman. It's all chesed. It's keil nekomas Hashem, keil deis Hashem. It's all chesed of the Rebbeinu Shleiman. It's the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shleiman which brings the rishus as well. He allowed it and he uses it for his own purposes. Of course, we saw that with Aliyas Mordechai. When you saw the Kiddush Hashem Aliyas Mordechai, when Mordechai HaYudin, Mishnah LeMelech, when he came Mishnah LeMelech, there we see the Kiddush Hashem very clearly. Babish HaKiddush Hashem, Mordechai becomes the Mishnah LeMelech. From there, from Vayivas Ba'ena, we come to Vayivakish Homan Lahashmi is called Ayudim, and that's Vanapachu, and there you see the Kiddush Hashem, the Rabbi Ma'amoris, Misyadim Kinofa Pachat Ayudim Aleim. You see Mamish Yobis, you see the Aliyas Mordechai there, everybody sees the Kiddush Hashem. The whole story of Hamadinas, Menasimes Hayudim, Kinofa Pachat Mordechai Aleim, Kigodal Mordechai, Bebeis Hamelech, Vishomai Hoylech, Bechol Hamadinas. From there you see Kiddush Hashem, because from the Aliyas Mordechai you certainly see Kiddush Hashem. But not everybody sees Kiddush Hashem in the Rishus of Haman. Very often we're left with a kasha and we don't understand it. But here we saw the holy shtalshlis of the Rishus coming to be, at the end to become a Kvod Shamayim. That's the point that we should understand, that even the most of the suffering which we see sometimes is also all with the purpose of being Kvod Shamayim at the end. It's Gavaldi. You know what the Be'er HaGoyle says? The Be'er HaGoyle says that the gematria of Ora Homan is the same gematria as Baruch Mordechai. How do you like that one? 502. It's no different. The Ora Homan is the same as the Baruch Mordechai in its purpose of bringing about Gilui Kvod Shamayim. But that still leaves just one more question. We'll end with that. Here's one more question. So if we meant to get to this Madrega, let us get to this Madrega when we're fully cognizant. Let us understand Ora Homan and Baruch Mordechai, and that both can create Kiddush Hashem, and they're equal forces, they have that same gematria. Let's do it when we're fully... Why do we have to get tipsy? Says the Sifsei Chaim, the reason's the funny, because there's a great danger. Avada, there's a great danger if you put rishus on a pedestal. Yeah, it's dangerous. You see, rishus also has its purpose in Gilui Kvod Shamayim. That could be machlish your own understanding, your hatred of rishus, and it can be machshel yud into averus. I could be a cleave through rishus of Kvod Shamayim as well. That's very, very dangerous. So the first thing you have to do when you, after the Megillah, we say quite clearly, Oro Homan, without clarity. Baruch Mordechai, we say quite clear, we understand that's rishus, and we don't have anything to do with the rishus, and Mordechai is tzidkus, and we want to have anything to do with the tzidkus. That's the first thing. Then we allow ourselves to become a little bit foggy. And through the fog, as it were, through the tipsiness, we allow ourselves, that idea that rishus can eichet spear in our role in Kiddush Kvod Shamayim, that spirit eichet our role that has that the Rebbeinu Shem uses as well, it allows us through our fogginess to filter through as well. But in clarity, we've got to say Ora Homan and Baruch Mordechai. That we have to say, or else it's too much danger. We're putting up too much on a pedestal. But as we are a little bit tipsy, what's the word? Misty and tipsy and foggy. At that point, we're allowed to bring out. Ad we said ad v'lo yad bichlal. That's the idea. We minimize the danger by getting a little foggy. One day we will understand the pain and suffering. One day we will understand a lot of the pain and suffering which Klal Yisrael have had to gone through over the years. That's why Yashem Melech HaKol Oretz Bayom Yashem Echodesh Me'echod. Not everything is revealed to us at this point of time. That will be lost in Lavai. But Purim was a day when Rishus was also revealed to us. It's for Gilui Kvod Shamayim. Purim is a very, very special day. It gives us a rare insight in how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam works his world. And so Chayiv Inish Nipsumeh should not be pushed away. There's an Indian to get high this afternoon. I just want to tell you this. That's why I felt that I would give this subject before the Suda. There's an Indian to drink. Not to the point, Ad Bichlal. Shiyake. Yeah. Imagine we went to the Suda thinking these Nakuda and trying to get a little bit high with these Machshavas in mind. We'd enter the Suda in a little different bit of a state of mind. And many people use the Rambam and the Ramah to patter themselves. You know the famous Lashon of the Ramah and the Rambam. Many people say we're going to sleep in the afternoon, and if we sleep in the afternoon, you also don't know the difference between Baruch Modcha and Ora Haman. Therefore, your Yotze, your Chayav in Shlisha, if you sleep, that's not the Pshat. You wouldn't come to the Shia. But that's not the Pshat. That is not the Pshat. She said, Pesach Svish Frank. He knows that many people say that. You're sleeping. That's not the Pshat. The Loshen is, After that, you've drunk, then you want to sleep a bit, so that you'll be Yoyse. At that point, you'll be Yoyse. Aber warte, darf man Scheiße sein, darf man trinken ein bisschen. I've said Yoyse min Muda. That at least you should become Yoyse min Muda. And I don't think you're Yoyse so much with whiskey. So that's I've got a whole debate about that whiskey. Whether can I have a bit of whiskey? It's a big deal. Mishta Yayin. So I'm telling you now, Rabbi Sai, we're coming to the studio now. Take a bottle of wine. Get going. Enjoy it. Don't go too far. Oh, it's a gewaltig opportunity to realize the fantastic, gewaltig kedusha of Purim. Happy drinking.